This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Cavaliers will get the ball to start the game. They'll be heading to the east end, or away from us, as we're perched there on the floor in the northwest corner of the gymnasium. Addie Paul with the ball over on the wing. She'll give it off to Macy Gall. Gall up top to Staten. Staten swings it around to Reels. Side, nothing there, so they'll go around the perimeter. Lily Reels comes around on the dribble. She'll go out between the circles, pass it over on the right wing to Paul. Paul almost has the ball stolen. Now it is stolen as there's a jump ball. Alternate possession will give the ball over to the green and gold. William looking down to Riley Smith as the Pinesaw Birds will come this way with a double high post. Gallagher on one elbow, Hopkins on the other elbow. Smith with the ball, skip pass all the way over to the other side to Bullion. She'll go inside to Gallagher. Her shot is blocked, but they're going to say foul on the play. And so that will send the Pinesaw Birds to the Hines Furniture free throw line. Hines Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville since 1854. Cabinet designs, blinds, and mattresses and more. Gallagher's first free throw is up and good. She'll get another. Her second free throw is up, and it's good as well. So the Pinesaw Birds take an early 2-0 lead. Staten will set the offense up. She's being guarded by Riley Smith. She'll swing over to the left side, her right side on the dribble, going around a screen by Reels. Now Reels rolls to the basket, has the ball almost going away. Now it is Riley Smith going down the floor. She has one person to beat. Ball is kicked out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Cavaliers. So CHS has two turnovers. And the Pinesaw Birds, Nixon will inbound. She'll get it into Hopkins, who swings it off to Smith. Smith behind the double screen to Nixon. They find 5 1/2 minutes. Hannah Nixon drains that tray from right in front of us, and it's 5-0. Southwestern with the lead. Paul with the ball. Addie drilling down into the corner, being guarded by Williams. She'll come back up, swing it over to Staten. Staten to Lily Reels. Reels picks the dribble up, gives it off to Paul. Paul into the lane, lefty up, no good. Fighting for the rebound, it's going to be Lily Reels getting the rebound, and she'll also draw the foul. Foul will go against Hannah Nixon, and it'll send Reels to the free throw line to shoot two. Lily's first one's up, and it's good. She is at the Hines Furniture free throw line. Hines Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville. Fifth generation stocked with quality of furniture on sale. Take it home today. Reels makes both free throws. That makes this 5-2. Pinesaw Birds, 3-point lead on the ball. Nixon on a baseline drive. She passes it. And they're going to say it was bounced out of bounds. And the ball will go over to the Cavaliers. Good defense there, coach is always saying, shut off that baseline. If she tried to pass across the baseline, she passed it and bounced it on the in line. So the Pinesaw Birds commit the turnover. Gracie Reels to the basket with the ball, loses control, out of bounds, off the Pinesaw Birds. So it'll be Cavaliers' ball, 2 minutes into this one, 5-2. Southwestern with the lead, Carlinville with the ball. Into Staten over in the right corner. She's going to drive into the lane, force the issue. Hill goes, gets her own rebound, goes back up, and gets fouled. Staten showing some real fine effort there, staying with that one, picking up the offensive rebound. Fouls on Smith. And Staten to the Hines Furniture free throw line. First one's up, and the first one's good. Hines Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville since 1854. Staten buys it, tries it, and buys it. So the Cavaliers are 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and they trail this one 5-4, so Pinesaw Birds come down to set up the offense. Smith gives it over on the left wing to Nixon. Nixon back out top, and they'll swing it around to Smith over here on the right wing now. Back up top to Bullion for three. Bottom of the net. Josie Brilliant with the second tray of the day for the Pinesaw Birds makes it an 8-4 game. Staten on the dribble, picks it up, goes over on the wing to Paul. Hattie goes to Gracie Reels. Reels spins down the lane, she goes, but gets into traffic. lost the ball, got the ball back. Off to Lilly it goes. Shots up and no good, but the Cavaliers doing an outstanding job on the offensive boards as Greasy Reels comes up with yet another offensive rebound. Staten with the ball and a three-point shot. Off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound. They're going to catch Lacey Gall reaching over the back. So Gall will pick up her first. And it'll be Pisonberg at the ball. As Gall will have a seat, replacing her in the lineup will be Madison Wheaties, 6 foot senior. Wheaties will be guarding Gallagher on the elbow as Smith brings the ball over to the wing. Kicks it out to Nixon. They'll reverse back to Billion. Go inside to Hopkins. She'll spin in the lane. Give off to Smith. Baseline jumper, and it's good. Good ball movement by the green and gold as we went left, top, right. 10-4 is the Pisonberg lead. Inside 5 minutes we go, quarter number one. Greasy Reels on the dribble, wants to go into the lane. It's closed off, so she'll give it off to Sif. Lily's got the ball. On the dribble, she goes down the right side to the corner, being guarded by Nixon. Nixon shuts off the baseline, so Neat Reels comes back up. She'll give it off to Greasy. They'll have a jump ball, as it was Nixon who got her hands in there on the ball. The alternate position this time favors the Cavaliers, so it won't be a turnover. Last timeout with 4:22 to go here in the first quarter. Southwestern 10, Carlinville 4, back after these messages on WSMI. Jennifer Graham, our producer, is back in the studio. She's got double duty again tonight as we have a girls' doubleheader. Back to live action we go. Staten with the ball, gives it off to Reels, who gives it off to Crazy Reels. Back up to Staten, they'll reverse around to the other side, giving the ball off to Addie Paul. Paul back to Staten. Staten at the elbow over on the right side. Goes up top to Lily Reels, now to Grace. Gracie has the ball. She'll kick it over on the wing, and it'll go back up top to Staten. She wants to drive the lane, not there. She'll kick out for a three, no good. Wheaties with a rebound. Her put back, no good. Coming up with the rebound. Well, Lily had the rebound, but she couldn't keep her momentum taking her out the end line. So the Pine Hall Birds will bring the ball back, leading 10-4 with 3:45 to go first quarter. Over on the wing, it goes to Nixon. Nixon back up top to Hopkins. Hopkins down the baseline jumper. It's up a little long, a little strong. Staten comes up with the rebound and way go to Carlinville Cavaliers the other way. Beals going into the lane. She has the ball go off of her leg and recovered by Gallagher. Three turnovers on CHS. Nixon with the ball driving into the lane and loses control. Smith's able to save it far. Riley will take it out to the head of the key. She'll go between the circles and reset the offense. They'll go double high, post, with Gallagher on one elbow, into the corner to Bullion, 4-3. Too long, too strong, fighting for the rebound with Hopkins. Her baseline jump is up, and it's good. Corey Hopkins with her first 2 points of the game. Makes it 12-4 Southwestern with 3 minutes to go first quarter. Hopkins, threw the ball to Reels, and Reels wasn't looking. That was just a miscommunication turnover there. Turnover number four. Now, wait a minute, the referees are saying they think it belongs to Carmel, so it won't be a turnover. Of course, really not very happy with that call, but in any event, scratch that turnover off the book for the Cavaliers. They've got the three turnovers, and the Reels will take the ball into the corner and give it to Paul. Addie will take the ball out top to Lily Reels, now off the state. Staten drives, stops and pops in the free throw line. It won't go. She fights for her rebound, but Nixon comes away with it. So the Pisonberg Birds head the other way. Riley Smith on the dribble. She's going to force the issue and then give it off to Bullion for three. Bottom of the net. Josie Bullion finds the reins for the second time tonight from three-point land. She has six. The Pisonberg Birds have a 15-4 lead. Gall with the ball. Takes it up top to Maul. Now over on the wing, it'll go to Reels. Gracie sets the offense up. Goes over on the right wing to Addie Paul. Paul brings the dribble up, touches off to Staten. Staten being guarded by Smith, gives the ball back to Paul. Paul goes into the baseline, and she tries to spin out of it. There's Smith to take the ball away. Ball is deflected by the Cavaliers and goes out of bounds. So now the Cavaliers do have that fourth turnover. And then that Macy Gall will replace Wheaties in the Cavalier lineup. Got another substitution. As for the Pisonberg Birds, it will be Whitney Keith, the 5'7 junior, replacing Hannah Nixon. So Smith brings the ball down the floor, off to Keith. Keith up top to Bouillet. To Smith. Smith stops, thought about it, decides to pick the ball up and take it back out top to Bouillet and reset the offense. Bouillet replaces Smith. They go inside to Gallagher. She wants to power up. She's getting in traffic. A lot of traffic because she's knocked to the floor. No foul called. Turnover number two on SHS. Back the other way. Staten forces the issue, heads to the free throw line as she's fouled by Corey Hopkins. So Staten will head to the Hines free throw line to shoot two. Hines Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville since 1854. Cabinet design, blinds, and mattresses, and more. Staten makes that first free throw. She's 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. All of Carlinville's points have come from the free throw line thus far. She'll eye the second one. She'll try the second one. Oh, this one rolls out. Fighting for the rebound, it's going to be Hopkins coming away with it. Down quickly they go. Pass is deflected and out of bounds by Addie Paul. The 5'16", you did a good job of anticipating, got a hand on that one, and it went out of bounds. 15-5 is the Southwestern lead. Hopkins gives the ball off to Smith. Smith will set the offense up. Into the final minute of the first quarter we go. Smith over on the wing, down to Keith. Keith looking inside. Now she's going to skip it all the way across to Bouillet. Bouillet's going to take it to the hole, and then she'll back out. Give it off to Hopkins, back up top to Smith, and they'll reset. Smith calls for another high post. They want one on each elbow. She's got Hopkins on one side, Gallagher on the other. Hopkins sends a screen, rolls to the basket, scoop shot up, off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound, kicked out. Smith comes away with it. 30 seconds to go, quarter number one. 15-5, the Pinesaw Bird lead. Hopkins to Gallagher, to Smith, to Hopkins. Led her a little too far. She got the ball but couldn't get the shot off. Now they go for the rebound on a missed shot from Brilliant, or from Smith out there. And it goes out of bounds, last touch by CHS. So the Pinesaw Birds, with 19 seconds to go in the first quarter, will inbound under their own basket. Comes into Smith up top. Pinesaw Birds may well work for the final shot of the first quarter, leading here 15-5. Smith dribbling the ball back and forth, guarded by Staten. Inside 5 seconds to go to Bouillet. Bouillet to Gallagher. Gallagher has the ball stripped. It is Keith. He comes with it at the buzzer. It will not go, and that's the end of the first quarter. The Pinesaw Birds from Southwestern with 15 points. The Cavaliers from Carlinville with 5. Back with second quarter action after these messages on WFMI. Welcome back to Southwestern High School. After one quarter play, Southwestern with a 15-5 lead over the Carlinville Cavaliers. I want to remind you to stay tuned. Game number 2 tonight, we'll see the Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers taking on the Gillespie Lady Miners. That game's coming your way live at about 7:30. Tim Mize live the call on that one. Tomorrow, Fighting Illini, if we can regroup after that loss to Michigan State. It'll be Nebraska at Illinois at 5 o'clock on WAOX 105.3. Second quarter ready to begin. Pinesaw Birds will get the ball. Bouillet will inbound, then get the pass back, set the offense up. Goes to Hopkins. Now it goes to Smith. Smith on the drive, kicks out to Bouillet from the opposite side for 3. Bottom of the net. So after hitting 2 threes over on the left wing in the first quarter, she comes over here on the right wing and does the same here in the second quarter. Starts things off, 18-5, Pinesaw Bird lead. Staten dribbles off to the side, now kicks it back up top to Gracie Reels. Reels gives the ball off to Addie Paul. Addie gives it back to Gracie. Gracie wants to drive that lane. She'll force the issue. It won't go. Rebound up, and it won't go. As Macy Gall did a good job of fighting in there to get the rebound, but just couldn't get enough on it. Pinesaw Birds come away with it second time. Minute into quarter number 2. 18-5, Pinesaw Birds with the lead and the ball. Hopkins, as she was driving, going to be a foul called on Gallagher as she was setting an illegal pick. That'll be her first, team's fourth, 4 different. Pinesaw Birds have 1 foul. Macy Gall has 2 for the Cavaliers. With the ball is Addie Paul. Out between the circles, she'll drive over to the right. Now she's going to try to drive down the lane. Stop, pop from 10, will not go. Keith comes up with a rebound. She heads back down the floor. She'll stop, set it up, give it off to Riley Smith. They'll set the offense up. Coach Willie at the far end, hands on hips, he's standing. Coach Deneve over here, he's sitting quietly. a nice pass to Keith on the opposite side, and she gets the shot to drop Whitney Keith with her first 2 points of the game. The Paisal Birds ran that baseline pass to perfection that time. 20-5, the green and gold with the lead. Gracie reels, too long, too strong. Keith comes up with yet another rebound. She's done a good job. Now ahead to Corey Hopkins. Hopkins slows things up, gives the ball back up top to Smith. Smith sets the offense between the circles. She's got Keith over here on this wing, Bullion on the other wing, far side. Double high post to Keith it goes. Skip past to Bullion. Bullion looking for Gallagher. She's covered in the middle. She'll go back up top to Smith. Smith now tries to get the ball in to Gallagher. Can't get the handle. Turnover number three. Gallagher just simply couldn't come up with that one cleanly, and the Cavaliers' defense was there quickly to come away with the steal. Now it's Gracie Reels between the circle as they're running a little weave dribble up top. Off to Lily, now to Addie Paul. Paul going to drive in up, and it's no good. Hopkins comes up with the rebound. Cavaliers have gone nearly 11 minutes without a field goal. All of their points in the first quarter came from free throws. They've yet to score here in quarter number two. Morgan Durham waiting to come in. Underneath, foul going to be called on Gracie Reels as she was trying to make sure that Hopkins was uncomfortable in the low post. She'll get called for the foul. It'll be her first, team third. Bergen will get a well-deserved rest, and she'll be replaced in the five-star bird lineup by 5'7 junior Morgan Durham. Durham gets the ball into Hopkins. Hopkins goes down the side of the lane, stops and pops, comes up short. She gets her own rebound. She'll dribble across the baseline and come out the other side, give it up top to Smith. Riley takes the ball on the dribble. She'll look to the left. Now she'll go down on the dribble. Gives it up to Durham. Oh, Durham thought about that three. Instead, she'll try to go into Hopkins, force the ball in there. Gracie Reel's got a hand on it, but the Paisal Birds maintain possession. Shot by Durham, no good, and the Cavaliers come away with another rebound. Cavaliers playing tough defense. Cavaliers doing a good job rebounding. They just can't get a shot to drop. Let's see if Gracie can get one over here in the corner. No, she's going to drive the lane. She's going to go up, and she's going to draw the foul. So Gracie Reels will go to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlisle, fifth generation, stocked with holiday furniture on sale. Take it home today. The foul goes against Whitney Keith. It'll be her first. Reels free throw will not go. Caught back iron, came up on the front iron, then fell off. She'll get another. She'll eye it again. She'll try it again. Can't buy it again. So the Paisal Birds will bring the ball back the other way. Four and a half to go to halftime. Smith, 4-3, way long, way strong. Gallagher with a rebound and a putback. As Gallagher was falling to the floor, she gets her first bucket to go along with two free throws. She has four, and it's 22-5. Paisal Birds with the lead. Staten with the ball. Free throw line shot up, no good. Keith comes up with another rebound. I believe Whitney has at least three rebounds, and we're halfway through quarter number two. 22-5. Durham with the ball to Hopkins up top. Hopkins asks for Gallagher to come up and get the ball. Gallagher's up looking inside. They're going to say she let her pivot foot slide as she was looking inside. Turnover number four on the Paisal Birds. We'll take a mass timeout. 3:48 to go to halftime. 22-5, green and gold over the red and the blue. Back after these messages, WSMI. During the timeout, the principal of Southwestern High School, Mark Beerley, did do some floor cleaning out here. He had the paper towels out. Did an outstanding job of making sure the floor is fit for play. We're ready for play following the timeout. 3:48 to go till halftime, 22-5. Paisal Birds with the lead. Cavaliers with the ball. Jill Staten brings it down on the dribble. She'll go over to the right side and dish it off to Gracie Reels. Then back up top it goes to Macy Gall. Gall back to Lily. Back to the left side it goes to Staten. Staten looking to find Reels inside, but she's not open. So she'll go back up top to Addie Paul. Now to Staten. Staten being guarded by Smith. Can't get a shot off, so she'll go to Reels. Gracie's going to try to spin in on Hopkins, but it's shut off. She'll go back up top to Staten, swing it back to the other side to Addie Paul. Addie's going to drive to the free throw line, and then she'll drive into the lane and have the ball blocked away, and the Piesaw Birds come away with it. We approach the three-minute mark of quarter number two. 22-5, it's been a dominating game for the Piesaw Birds. They lead by 17. As Smith sets the offense up, swings it over to Durham on the left side. Now back it comes up top to Smith. Smith back to Durham. Set her up for a three, but she passes it up. She gives it to Keith. She'll take that three off the iron. No good. Exciting for the rebound. Out of bounds goes the ball. It's last touched by the Piesaw Birds, and that was Tristan Ditterline just into the ball game. And she had a good effort towards the ball, but it just could not get the shot to drop. And the rebound, as we said, goes off to the Cavaliers. They take the other way. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say deflected last by the Piesaw Birds. Keith will have a seat, and she'll be replaced in the Piesaw Birds lineup by Haley Rogers. And for CHS, they'll have a new first and end of the ballgame. This will be Melanie Murphy. 5-second count going to be called against the Cavaliers. As we said, Melanie Murphy, a 5'9 sophomore, just into the ball game. She'll take up her position inside. Looks like the Cavaliers going to set a 2-3 zone. Down to Ditterline it goes. They try to force the ball inside. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Cavs. So the Piesaw Birds will inbound. Rodge is going to be the trigger person. Haley, a 5'1 sophomore. Underneath her own basket, tosses it in to Durham. Durham back to Rogers. 4-3. Bottom of the net. Haley Rogers got three. Deep in the corner over on the left side, her first points of the ball game. Makes it 25-5. Piesaw Birds by 20. Gracie Rios inside. Who passed out. Oh, there's that field goal we've been looking for. And Melanie Murphy had it in her pocket. Melanie Murphy comes up with the first basket for the Cavaliers, makes it 25-7. Pass deflected out of bounds. It'll still be Southwest ball. So Melanie Murphy, 5'9 sophomore, she's the first one to find rings. But I'm going to have a seat for the Piesaw Birds as Bullion re-enters the lineup. Inbounds pass comes in to Smith, back to Rogers for a long three. Comes up short, fighting for the rebounds. Piesaw Birds have it. Shot won't go. Ditterline comes up with the rebound. She's tied up. The arrow favors the Cavaliers. Some good hard work under the basket by both teams. Tie up there gives the ball back to the Cavaliers, trailing 25-7 as we find 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Rios on the dribble, kicks the ball back out to Paul. Paul almost lost the ball, picks it up, gives it back to Gracie Rios. Rios does lose it. Smith has the ball. She's heading down the floor, and the numbers aren't there, so she'll pull out. Set it up, give the ball off to Hopkins. Hopkins back up top to Rogers, who stops and pops from 15, and it's good. Haley Rogers has come in here in the second quarter and picked up 5 quick points, and the Piesaw Bird lead is 20. If it's 27-7, we enter the final minute of the first half. Gracie Reels with the ball, goes up top to Addie Paul. Over to the far side it goes to Melanie Murphy. Murphy to Staten in the corner. Thought about a three, and then she decides she'll drive into the lane. As she does, she's tied up. She pulls the ball away and gets it out to Gracie Reel. Gives it off on the other side to Addie Paul, and Addie Paul drains one from the elbow on the right side. So Paul has a bucket. Murphy has a bucket. 27-9, the Piesaw Birds have a lead to Hopkins. Back to Bullion, 4-3. All slide, lift a little bit. They'll fight for the rebound. It'll go out of bounds. By the green and gold. Wheaties comes back into the lineup for the Cavaliers, and she will replace Macy Gall. Gallagher will replace Ditterline in the Piesaw Bird lineup with 25 seconds to go for the first half. 27-9, Piesaw Birds with an 18-point lead. Staten going to drive the lane. Finally got to an opening. Finally got to the shot. Finally got it a drop. Jill Staten puts a bucket up there to go along with her three free throws. She has 5 points. Makes it 27-11. Rogers to Hopkins, down to 4 seconds, down to three. Bullion lies it up. Nope, comes up short. That's going to do it for the first half. After one half a play here at Southwestern, it is the Piesaw Birds, 27, and the Cottonville Cavaliers, 11. We'll take a break and be back after these messages on WSMI. Reminder also that we have another game coming your way tonight. It will be Litchfield at Gillespie, coming your way at about 7:30. Tim Myers will have the call on that one. We're ready for our third quarter action. And the Piasau Birds will inbound. They're heading to the east basket, or to the other end of the floor. Nixon with the ball, goes down in the corner, back up top to Gallagher. For Smith, for a three. Handles around, swings around, finally goes down. Riley Smith, with her first tray of the day, gives her 5 points, makes it 30-11. Staten with the ball, gives the ball over on the wing to Paul. Paul to Gracie Reels. Gracie to Lily. Lily back up top for a three. No good. Piasau Birds come away with a rebound. Hannah Nixon does the honors this time. She'll give it up to Smith. Smith thought she was going to step into a three, then took a dribble and got rid of it. Give the ball to Bullion. Bullion back to Smith. To Nixon, we're in the right corner. Hannah, with a nice bounce pass to Hopkins, gets the ball back. Thought about a three. Decided to reverse the ball. To Bullion, to Smith, to Nixon. Nixon with a double dribble, she just simply got ahead of herself, wanted to pass, and picked the ball, put two hands on it, and immediately went back to a dribble. A mental error. Staten now going to set the offense up. It'll go 1-4 high. As the Cavies will set two high posts up. They'll clear things out for Staten over on the left side. She'll swing down there, guarded by Smith. Can't get to the basket, so she'll bring it back up top. She'll reset at the 6:45 mark. Try it again to drive down. She has some pocket pick. At that time, it was Bullion who not only makes the steal, but goes coast to coast and gets to Josie Bullion with the steal, and she completes the deal with 2 points at the other end. 32-11, Piasau Birds with a 21-point lead. We have an untied shoe, so the official is going to take a timeout and say, get your shoe tied there, gal. She'll take care of that. As Jill comes over here in front of us, Staten going to end that. She'll give it in to Paul. Addie will take it up top. She'll give the ball off to Lily Reels. Reels wanted to drive in there. It was closed down by Nixon, so she'll bring it back up and reset. Now, Lily brings the ball over on the right side. Gives the ball off to Gracie Reels. Gracie's going to back out on the dribble. She gets a screen, tries to go into the corner. It's closed off by Gallagher. Double team there. Now she'll get rid of it. Back up to Addie Paul. Piasau Birds working their feet very well on defense. Piasau Birds' defense, however, is keeping the Cavaliers from getting the ball inside. Staten to Reels. She fires a three. It won't go. Bullion comes away with the rebound. She'll lead pass to Nixon. Nixon tries to go inside to Hopkins. Oh, Hopkins gets the two, but Nixon gets an outstanding assist as she led her right to the basket, cutting across the lane from the left side. Hopkins with her fourth point in the game. 34-11, Piasau Birds by 23. Lily Reels to Gracie Reels. Gracie's going to try to drive down the lane. It's clogged there. She dishes it off to Paul. Paul can't get the shot to go, so she says, back it up, let's reset. She'll give it off to Gracie, has the ball stripped. It goes to Lily. Then back to Paul for three. Comes up short. Gallagher comes up with the rebound. Quickly ahead to Smith. Smith with a long bounce pass to Nixon. Nixon comes up short on the shot. However, Hopkins comes up with a rebound. She's in the right place at the right time. Follow that play. Follow up. 4 points in the quarter, 6 points in the game for Corey Hopkins. 36-11. Piasau Birds with the lead. Reels going to drive into the lane, tries to shot up. It won't go, and they're going to call a foul on the Piasau Birds. So go against Hopkins. It'll be her second. And it'll send Gracie Reels to the Hines Furniture free throw line. Hines Furniture and Fuller Cummings in Carlinville since 1854. Cabinet design, blinds, and mattresses, and more. So we have a timeout on the floor. As they take a break, we'll take a break too. You're listening to WSMI. Well, the Cavaliers from Carlinville have started off the third quarter pretty much the way they started off the first quarter, having trouble finding range on these rims here at Southwestern. As we said, the Cavaliers not hitting their shots. But as I remarked to Coach Deneve at halftime, all the other phases of the game they're doing a pretty good job of. They're playing good defense. They're doing an excellent job rebounding. The only problem is they're giving up those three-point shots. Gracie Reels to the free throw line to shoot two. She'll line the first. She'll try the first. She buys the first. Caught back iron, jumped up in the air, decided to drop right on through. for Gracie her first point of the game. Looking for number two. She'll eye it again. She'll try it again. She'll buy it again. And so the 5'8 senior on the board with a couple of points makes it 36-13, 4-4-4 shown on that third quarter clock. Smith with the ball at the top to Durham, to Hopkins. Ball is stolen. Nope, the Cavaliers could not hang on to it. They're going to call an over and back call on the Piasaw Bird. That will be turnover number six. As Durham was trying to gain control of the ball, she was in front court, and her foot went to back court, so it's an over and back call. Turnover number six on the Piasaw Birds. Friel's going to drive down the lane, up, and rolls off the rim. Hopkins comes away with the rebound. Back the other way, she'll give to Durham. Durham over on the left wing. Back up top to Hopkins, now to Smith. Smith between the circles gets the ball off to Morgan. Durham takes the ball over back to Smith, back to Morgan. Looking inside for Hopkins, instead they find Gallagher. Gallagher back up top to Smith for three. Bottom of the net. Riley Smith, who had but 2 points in the first half, has two threes here in the second half. So give her six and a quarter, eight in the game. 39-13 the Piasaw Bird lead. To Gracie Reels, back up top. She'll go down in the corner to Paul. Addy, try to pass the ball inside, has it deflected, out of bounds against the Piasaw Birds. It'll be Cavalier ball. Wheaties comes into the lineup as she will replace Gall for Coach Darren Deneve. Paul will trigger it under her own basket. Nice bounce pass to Reels. Real shot is up, it's blocked, and Hopkins is going to pick up the foul. That's going to be number three on Corey. It's going to send Reels to the free throw line once again. She'll head to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlville since 1854. First free throw's up, rattles around, finally goes down. She'll get another. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more at Heinz Furniture free throw. Here we go. Second one's up, then it's good. Two for two for Gracie Reels. Makes a 39-15, 24-point lead for the Piasaw Birds as we hit the three-minute mark of the third quarter. Durham for three, off the glass, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Keith, just the end of the ball game. Gives off to Hopkins. Hopkins has the shot to roll off the rim. Out of bounds, the rebound attempt goes, and it's going to be Southwestern ball. So with 3:09, Keith will inbound under her own basket. They'll go four wide, low, two on the blocks, two in the corners. It comes into Smith. Smith back to Keith. Keith thought about a three, instead gives it back to Smith. Back to Keith. She's still thinking about that three. She's looking for cutters inside. They'll give it to Hopkins. Hopkins has double team in there, and it's going to be hands on ball, jump ball. Farrell will favor the Cavaliers. That'll be turnover number seven on SWHS. Lily Reels had a short break. She's back into the ballgame. Faith Odell in the ballgame as well. Faith down there in the corner. As Gracie Reels is going to drive and spin out of the lane, kick the ball out to Staten for three. Bottom of the net. Jill Staten picks up her first tray of the day. Gives her 8 points, makes it 39-18. Piasaw Birds by 21. Hopkins going inside to Gallagher, and it's a give and a go, and good for two. Gallagher with 6 points. Hopkins with another good assist. Staten with the ball at the 220 mark, gives it off to Gracie Reels. Back up top, it goes to Lily Reels. Lily gives the ball over to Odell. Odell on the dribble. Faith gets it over on the wing. Now to Lily. Lily Reels picks up a dribble. Probably shouldn't have done that. And Coach Deneve says, I think we need to take the quick timeout. He'll take a timeout at the 2:02 mark. 41-18 is the Piasaw Bird lead. We'll be back after these messages on WFMI. Jennifer Graham, our producer tonight, she's about done with the first game, but she's only at the halfway point of her evening. We've got game number two coming your way in this Wednesday night girls' doubleheader. It'll be Litchfield at Gillespie. Tim Myers with the call somewhere around 7:30 this evening. Back to live action we go. Gracie Reels is going to drive under the lane and give the ball off to to Staten back to Lily Reel. Her shot won't go. Smith comes up with the rebound for the green and gold. Smith with a long pass has it deflected in, then stolen. Turnover number 8. Staten did a good job of anticipating that. When it was deflected, she jumped right into the passing lane, got the steal. Gracie Reels into the lane, got too much traffic. She'll give the ball to Staten. Staten's going to kick the ball out as it's Odell with a shot. A little long, a little strong. Gallagher comes up with the rebound. Final 90 seconds, quarter number 3. 41-18, Paisaw Birds have been in control of this one all night. Hannah Nixon, baseline left, up and good. Hannah Nixon with her first basket since way back in the first quarter. Give her 5 points, makes it 43-18. 25-point lead for the Paisaw Birds as we head to the final minute of quarter number 3. Lily Reels gives the ball off to Melanie Murphy. Murphy, the 5'9 sophomore, came in the second quarter and hit a nice shot. Let's see if she's got another one there. Nope, she'll pass it up. Give the ball off to Staten. Now to Murphy. Over on the wing, it'll go to Lily. Back up top to Gracie Reel. She wants to spin into the lane. She finds a stop there. Hopkins with a good job defensively. She'll swing it over on the wing to Odell. Shot's up and good by Gracie Reel as they'll give her 3 on that one. She'll pick up the tray. Gives her a 3 and 4 free throws, 7 points here in the third quarter. 25 seconds to go. Nixon holding the ball. Back out top to Smith. I saw Birds leading by 22. They're going to take their time for the final shot of the quarter. Nixon takes it down in the corner to Galler. Back up top to Smith. We hit the 10-second mark. Nixon says, I feel that shot. Comes off too strong. Hopkins with the rebound and the putback. And Corey Hopkins with her 6th point of the quarter, 8th point of the game. Good offensive rebound and putback by Hopkins. We have come to the end of 3 quarters, and after 3 quarters of play, it is the Southwestern Lady Birds, 45, the Carnelville Cavaliers, 21. Back with the 4th quarter after these messages on WFMI. The Paisaw Birds leading 45-21 will get the ball first. They have brought in Haley Rogers as their point guard. She'll swing the ball over on the right wing to Nixon. Nixon back to Bullion. Bullion back to Nixon. So they skip pass from one wing to the other. Now up top to Rogers. Inside it goes to Durham. Durham swings it back over to Bullion. Back to Nixon. A lot of good passing going on here by the Paisaw Birds. And as they try to dribble, it goes off a leg. They're going to say it went off a Cavalier leg and out of bounds. It'll be Southwestern ball. Bullion will inbound under her own basket. She'll give the ball to Nixon. Thought about a 3. Back to Bullion. Now inside, there it goes. Dieterlein looking for the shot down there. She can't get it up there, but she passes it out. It goes off to Rogers. Her shot will not go. Staten comes away with a rebound. Staten coming up the floor, gets a good pass to Gracie Reels, and her shot drops. Gracie Reels gets her 9th point of the game. Jill Staten gets an outstanding defense as she brought it down on the speed dribble. She got the defense to come to her. The little diagonal bounce pass found Reels wide open for the easy layup. 45-23, 7 minutes to go in this one. Bullion thought about a 3, instead gives it up to Rogers. Rogers says, I'll take that 3 at the head of the key. Off the iron it goes, fighting for the rebound. I saw Bird's dipper line comes up with it, and she's fouled as she tries to go in for the shot. So Ditterline will go to the free throw line. She'll go to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville, 5th generation, stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take some home today or tomorrow. Ditterline's first free throw is up, then they'll get. I saw Birds still looking for their first points of the 4th quarter. They found it. Here's Ditterline, just the shot to drop to her first point of the game. 46-23. I saw Birds have doubled the score on the Cavaliers. Staten brings it down to Gracie Reel. Reel's going to drive to the elbow, gives it off to Lily Reels. Lily wants to drive through. Oh, she's able to find Paul over on the wing. Paul's gone up on the dribble, gives it off to Staten. Staten to Gracie Reels. Gracie spins. She's heading down that lane. She makes a good move, but the Paisaw Birds just have to shut off. Staten comes off with a rebound. And as she tries to go to the basket, we got a foul. This one's going to go against Josie Bullion. Bullion's going to pick up her first common foul. No free throws going here. So we will not head to the Heinz free throw line this time. Staten's going to inbound. She's having trouble finding somebody. Off to Gracie Reels it goes. Gracie's going to drive to the lane. Down the lane she goes. Loses control. Nixon comes away with it. turnover number 7 on the Cavaliers. So they haven't committed a huge number of turnovers. That hasn't been the problem. The problem has been just finding the range, as they've had a tough time on these high-saw rims tonight. Nixon comes up short. Shots up, no good. Durham comes up with the rebound, and the 5'7 junior, Morgan Durham, picks up her first points of the game. Got the offensive rebound, got the putback, 48-23. High-saw Birds by 25. 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. State, 4-3. Oh, roll down. Had the rain and just simply couldn't get the kind touch on that one, as that one rimmed out. Rogers with the ball over to Nixon. 5:30 to go. Staten with another steal. Quick hands there. Jill brings the ball down the floor. She wants to drive the left side. She wants to stop and pop. She'll go to the free throw line, and she forced the action and drew the foul. Foul will go against Hannah Nixon. And it will be Jill Staten going to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville, fifth generation stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today or tomorrow. Staten's first free throw is up, and it's no good. She's still setting on 8 points. 8 points. She'll get another. She eyes it. She tries it. She buys it. And Jill will have a seat, and she'll be replaced in the Cavalier lineup by Faith Odell. Odell's in there along with Malia Buford. Buford, a 5'4 sophomore in the ballgame. And Kayla Quarton, a 5'4 sophomore in the ballgame as well. Looks like Carly Tipps is out there as well. Tipps playing some good defense on Rogers out between the circles. Rogers gets the ball off to Nixon. Nixon at the dinner line. She thought about a three from the elbow instead. She'll pick it back up and give it to Bullion. We head inside the five-minute mark. Down in the corner of the dinner line, she'll drive baseline, go up and off the glass, a little too long, a little too strong. They'll fight for the rebound, and it'll go over to the Cavaliers. So let's check that lineup here for the Cavaliers. Well, we're going to have a mass timeout. So as they take a break, we'll take a break as well and be back after these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to Southwestern High School. As following the timeout, it will be the Cavaliers' ball. Malia Buford, 5'4 sophomore, she's in the ball game. As is Kayla Quarton, another 5'4 sophomore. Madison Wheaties, a 6-foot senior. Faith Odell, a 5'7 senior. And Carly Tipps, a 5'4 freshman. A little high dribble there by Carly Tipps, and she gets away with it. She reels it in, gives the ball off to Buford. Malia, with the ball, passes it over to the far side as it'll go to Carly Tipps. Tipps to Malia, free throw third up, and three-point play is up, and it's good. Malia Buford hits the tray of the day. That's the third tray of the game for the Cavaliers, and the 5'4 sophomore is on the board with 3 points. Makes it 48-27 as Durham gives the ball off to Rogers. We approach the halfway mark of quarter number 4. Rogers picks up a dribble, gets the ball inside to Nixon. Off the glass, it's up, and it's good. Rogers found her wide open and hits Nixon. As for Hannah, that is point number 7 for the game. Buford, who had the big three just a moment ago, putting on a bit of a dribbling show here now. She'll pick the ball up and give it up to Carly Tipps. Tipps can swing the ball up top. She'll give it off to Faith Odell. Odell now passes it off to Kayla Quarton. Quarton back to Buford. Buford back up top. She'll dish it off to Carly Tipps. They'll reset. Now Tipps wants to drive. Buford thought about a three. She got the pass on the kickout. Instead, she passes up that shot and gives it off to Kayla Quarton. Number 10, that's Morgan Durham. She's called for the foul. Bullion will leave the ball game, an outstanding game for her. She'll be replaced by Whitney Keith. Cavaliers will inbound as Kayla Quarton will get the ball in. She'll swing it up top to Carly Tipps. Tipps goes back in the corner. Now it's Buford. The ball is stolen away by Rogers. Rogers wants to go coast to coast. She'll head to the left side. She'll put it off the glass, and it's good. Haley Rogers comes up with her seventh point of the ball game. She has a three and a couple of twos. Give her seven. Make it 52-27. Melanie Murphy in the ball game. She has the ball between the circles. Looks over on the wing and dishes it off Carly Tips. Tips off to Buford. Buford with the ball. Malia has the ball stolen away. And the ball will go over to the Paisaw Birds. That'll be turnover number eight. Both teams play really a clean game as far as the turnover game is concerned. Both teams played aggressive defense. Hannah Nixon goes in, post up low, off the glass, and good. So Nixon has come up with 4 points in the quarter to go along with her 5 points previously. She has nine as we hit the 218 mark. It'll be Carly Tips. Tips. As she was driving, I think the knees hit, and it looks like Whitney Keith is in extreme pain on the baseline. This was a hard hit. I'm not sure if it was knee on knee or when the knee hit the floor, but in any event, Whitney Keith is in a dire situation right now. As they tend to her, we'll take a break. You're listening to WSMI. Bullion and Nixon, Rogers, Ditterline, and Durham, the five in there for the Paisaw Birds. Odell in there along with Buford, Tips, Murphy, and Courtney for the Cavaliers at the 2:15 mark. It'll be Faith Odell passing it out. The ball's going to be deflected and go out of bounds. And I think the ball was given to the Cavaliers regardless of who touched it last, and that really doesn't make a whole lot of difference anyway. Oh, another three-point shot up. This one won't go for Malia Buford. Paisaw Burns come up the rebound as we go inside the final 2 minutes. Remember, we've got another game coming your way somewhere around the 7:30 hour, as that will be Litchfield and Gillespie girls doing battle at Gillespie. Tim Myers will have the call of that. We're down to the final 100 seconds of this one. Rogers with the ball between the circles gives the ball off to Ditterline. She'll go inside to Durham, off the glass, no good. Oh, skying for the rebound there was Melanie Murphy, the 5'9 sophomore. So Murphy with a nice rebound there. Now back the other end, she gets this pass inside, takes the shot up. Nixon's going to be called for the foul. That'll be her third, and that will send Melanie Murphy to the Hines Furniture free throw line. Hines Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville since 1854. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more. First free throw is up, but it's good. Melanie Murphy picks up her third point of the game. She'll get a chance to shoot one more as Wheaties comes into the lineup. Buford has a seat for the Cavies. Eyes it, tries it, buys it. 2 for 2 for Melanie Murphy. So she's come off the bench, and the 5'9 sophomore has a field goal and two free throws. 1-2-3, showing on the fourth quarter clock. To Nixon it goes at the elbow. Looking for Bullion coming through. Now Ditterline pops back up to the high post. She'll get the pass. She'll look inside. They'll give it off to Durham. Durham thought about driving. Instead, she'll pick it up and give the ball off to Bullion. Bullion between the circles. And Nixon open inside. Pass that one up as we go to the final minute. Durham's going to drive the baseline. She tries to pass the ball through the lane, and Bullion's able to save the day for her. Back up top, it goes to Rogers, then off to Durham. Durham gives the ball to Bullion. Nixon for three. Bottom of the net. Hannah Nixon with her second tray of the day gives her 7 points in the quarter, 12 points in the game. Back the other way, it's Carly Tips on the drive. Now she'll kick the ball out to Kayla Corton. Corton goes inside. Now outside, there's going to be a jump ball. And with 28 seconds to go, it'll be Cavaliers ball. Murphy will have a seat as Buford will re-enter the Cavi lineup. Buford cuts across looking for the inbounds pass. She gets it, drives to the hole, loses control, kicks it back out top. Swing it over to the far side to Carly Tips. Her shot won't go. Wheaties shot on the rebound goes in, and she'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. So it will be Madison Wheaties to the Hines free throw line. Hines Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville, fifth generation. Free throws up and will not go far Madison leads, but she got her first points of the game with that bucket just now. We're down to the final 10 seconds. The Piestall Bird's going to be content to let the clock run out here as they'll dribble the ball away, and they'll win this one 57-31. Piestall Bird's with a 26-point win over the Collinville Cavaliers tonight here at Piestall. And that's going to do it for this first game. But remember, we've got another game coming your way along about 7:30, as it will be game number 2, Litchfield at Gillespie. Coming your way on WSMI, Tim Mize will have the call. We'll take a break and come back and recap on WSMI. As the crowd clears out here at Southwestern High School, the home team fans going home very happy this evening as they have seen their Lady Birds defeat the Collinville Cavaliers 57-31. It was a game in which the Piestall Birds took control in quarter number 1 and opened up a 15-5 lead after one period of play. Cavaliers in the first quarter, all of their points coming from free throws as they were shut out from the field in quarter number 1. At halftime, the Piestall Birds increased their lead to 27-11, a 16-point lead as they outscored the Cavaliers 12-6 in quarter number 2. After three periods, it was 45-21. The Piestall Birds with a 24-point lead. They outscored the Cavaliers 18-10 in quarter number 3. Then in the fourth quarter, it was a 12-10 advantage for the Piestall Birds, and they win this one 57-31. For the Cavaliers tonight, they were led in scoring by Jill Staten with 9 points and Gracie Reels with 9 points as well. Then it was 4 points for Melanie Murphy, 3 points for Malia Buford, and 2 points each for Addie Paul and for Madison Wheaties. Quarters, as we said, of 5, 6, 10, 10, 31 points on the night. Cavaliers were 12-17 from the free throw line and committed 8 turnovers. With the loss, the Cavaliers' overall season record drops to 5-3, and they're now 2-2 in South Central Conference play. Up next for CHS will be a home date against Roxana on Friday night. For the victorious Piestall Birds, they were led in scoring tonight by Hannah Nixon. She ended up with 12 points, a pair of threes, three twos, 12 points for Hannah Nixon. Then it was 11 points for Josie Bullion, three threes and a two. Those two players in double figures tonight. Then they were followed by Corey Hopkins with 8 points and Riley Smith with 8 points. Good balanced scoring for the Piestall Birds. Annie Gallagher with 6 points and 7 points off the bench by Haley Rogers. Then 2 points for Morgan and Durham, 2 points for Whitney Keith, and 1 point for Tristan Ditterline. We want to extend our best wishes for a speedy recovery to Whitney Keith, who went down hard right here in front of us. Appeared to be a knee injury late in the game. She was helped off the floor, and we wish her the best. For the Collinville Cavaliers, we wish the best for Aaron Seal, who didn't play tonight. He suffered a concussion a couple of games ago, but we hope she has a speedy and complete recovery as well. For the Piestall Birds, they had quarters of 15, 12, 18, and 12. They were 3-4 from the free throw line, committed 9 turnovers. With the win, the Piestall Birds improved their overall record to 6-1, and they're 4-0 in South Central Conference play. Next up for the Green and Gold, they'll be at Greenville Friday night. Well, that's going to about do it from here at Piestall for game 1 of tonight's girls' doubleheader. We'll take a break. We'll come back with game number 2 tonight. Tim Mize will have the call of Litchfield at Gillespie. That game's scheduled to come your way at about 7:30. We shall see. But for here, for now, from Piestall, we'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at Southwestern for their hospitality. It's almost like coming home. Wait a minute. It is coming home. In any event, thank you, Piestall Bird people. You've treated us well, as you always do. Thanks, of course, to our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these high school athletic events. Thank you to you fans, of course, for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Jennifer Graham for producing game number one of our doubleheader tonight. We look forward to her production of game number two in our doubleheader here on Wednesday night. One final time from Piasoff, our final score, the Southwestern Lady Birds, 57, the Carlinville Cavaliers, 31. Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.